This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dub Nation, it's Kevon Looney. You're listening to Willer and Diggs on 95.7 The Game.
Although today, a little Willer and Grandy. Dibs doing the dang thing. Possible that he might give us a call next hour for an update on sports books and give me an alcoholic beverage that starts with S.
I got nothing.
Sportsbooks and Midori Sours? That's something Dibs would probably drink.
Yay!
Yeah, yeah. Sapporo? Sportsbooks and Sapporo? I don't know. But anyway, that's what he's combining in Vegas right now. Watching all the games, doing his thing. And in the meantime, texting us teams that he thinks are about to win. And so far, he's pretty meh as far as the picks are concerned. But we'll see how it's
plenty
going.
Plenty of time to redeem himself.
Plenty of time.
Game after game.
Plenty of time to talk to you as well. And we got into a little Kuminga discussion there a little bit ago. And just sort of talking out whether or not you're feeling any sort of concerns with regard to his reintroduction. I think it was largely smooth until a couple nights ago when he had a wobbly game and then everyone noticed he didn't finish. And Dibs asked Steve Kerr about that yesterday. Here's what Steve Kerr said about Jonathan not being in the finishing lineup.
I think if you look at our team right now, we have a lot of options to close games. I mean, the three guys who are going to be automatic are Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. They're going to be out there every game. The other two slots, look, BP was amazing last night. He deserved to be out there. Gary Payton, he has been playing incredible basketball the last couple weeks, and we needed him on Damian Lillard. So he was the obvious choice last night. Buddy Hield played big minutes down the stretch in that game. It could be Moses. Buddy and Moses we need for the shooting. Quentin Post played big minutes in the fourth quarter. If we want to space the floor with our five-man to create the spacing that Jimmy needs, then Quentin makes sense. And then J.K. fits in there as well. You know, the athleticism, the switching. If the matchups lead to that decision, then J.K. will be out there like he was against Denver down the stretch. So we've got a lot of options, but I can tell you right now that it's going to be somebody different each night depending on how the game's going.
So what'd you make of that? But also before you answer what he said right there at the end, my reaction is, as a sports radio host, love it. Love it. Love it. Steve just told you he's going to do something different every night, which is going to freak the fan base out every single day after game.
Yeah, I think what Steve said, first of all, he's absolutely right. And all that matters is winning basketball games. So on any given night, Steve's going to assess what's happening on the floor, what's needed, and as a result, what five should be out there. And that's generally what happens during the course of any game and at any point of the game. But for the most part, these teams stick with a general rotation pattern that's been established. But you get to the fourth quarter and you say, all right, what do we need out there? Do we need shooting? Do we need defense? Do we need rebounding? Do we need someone who can drive and get to the free throw line? What do we need? And Steve said, essentially, last game, they needed a little bit more shooting. So there was more Buddy Hield and some Quentin Post and less Jonathan Kuminga, who only played 3 minutes. This is a point made about Kuminga because it's our topic and it's what happened specifically on Tuesday.
Yep.
But it's the case for literally everybody on the roster, not named Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. If you're not playing well enough on a given night, say bye-bye to playing closing minutes. Like, if you're Pods, if you're Moody, if you're Post, if you're Kuminga, if you're Hield, if you're any one of those guys or any of the other guys deeper on the bench, if you're not playing well, you're not going to play. And I think what has changed for Kuminga is before he got hurt, he was on a team that could hardly win a basketball game.
Yep.
And he was one of their only avenues to winning a basketball game. It was Steph, go crazy, or Kuminga, score 28, and we'll have a chance. And by the way, even when Kuminga, this isn't a knock on Kuminga, it was just more about who the team was back then. When Kuminga was scoring 28, the Warriors were still losing those basketball games, for the most part. So that's what it was then. And the Warriors, with loss after loss after loss piling up, and Kuminga, one of the only bucket getters they could throw out there, you can play Kuminga 30 minutes almost no matter how he's playing, because who else are you going to turn to?
Right.
And what do you have to lose? You're a 500 basketball team that is on the edge of not even making the play-in. Like, what really are you risking here if you play Kuminga and if he struggles, which is going to happen at times? He's 22 years old. But now Kuminga comes back onto a team that has rocketed up the standings, where one win or one loss, which might come down to one possession,
means everything.
Might be the difference in you being the sixth seed and having a week off and playing in a postseason series, or being in a play-in and having to win a game or two just to go to the postseason. So you don't have the ability, or nor should you have the right, to say, I'm the seventh overall pick, and I have a contract coming.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do I need to be playing through this? No, if you're not helping the team win, Steve Kerr will not hesitate to put you on the bench for a whole fourth quarter.
Listen, I love it in life, and I think it's actually rare when a meritocracy can come in and take over. I really do. As somebody who works in a performance-based industry, it's just what I think is comfortable. I think it's what's right. Like, whenever it's possible. It's not always possible. Politics come into play. But if the Warriors are going to use their closing lineup, they're similar to the way the PGA Tour hands out checks. Great. You play well, you get a check. Yeah. You don't, you don't. Like, I want the same thing whenever possible in sports. I think it's the other stuff that makes us mad. And that's actually what people are worried about in the bigger picture with Jonathan Kuminga. People are worried about giving him $30 million and then having him play like a $15 million player. That's the concern. If you can do this as much as possible on a night in and night out basis, which is whoever's playing well and looking good and has a matchup that fits, that's who gets in there. I'm beyond comfortable with it.
The other half of it is, and this is where it becomes more difficult for Kuminga, and it's where, honestly, I feel for the dude, because he's in this unique situation and he's trying to figure out his best path forward. But if I'm Kuminga and I'm off 2 months of an injury where I haven't played and the ankle was severely injured more than we thought, and I think you could even see a little bit of hesitation for him on that ankle on Tuesday. Like, he couldn't drive past anyone on that game. Like, he was getting sent away, and I think some of that is, you know, as he continued to get his sea legs back, that will come back. But if I'm Kuminga now and I struggle for the first 8 minutes of my night, I might not see the court again.
Maybe.
And like that, and that isn't because Steve Kerr doesn't believe that Kuminga doesn't have it in him. Of course he has it in him. But it's a situation where a player who might be a little bit rusty is trying to find his way as the regular season ticks down and as a contract decision is looming, when he's not going to be afforded the ability to play through anything. And like, that's really hard for Kuminga to have to deal with.
Yes, that's the thing that, I mean, that's a scenario that hasn't developed yet, but if it does, that's where I think people are going to get frustrated, because that's sort of the key rub that's been going on for so long, which is, do you let the young players have their bumps and bruises and get better, or do you say, look, I'm sorry, we don't have time for that right now, we're trying to win? And by the way, you already know what that answer is going to be.
Of course,
come playoff time. It's like, there's no time.
But it was happening before he got hurt.
No doubt.
Because they had no other option.
No doubt. Let's hear from you. 888-957-9570. Are you feeling any Jonathan Kuminga concerns? How about Dan on 101? What's up, Dan? Oh, we lost Dan. All right, 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in on that. I go back to what Steve Kerr and many others have said about the pace of all of this, that they're going to bring him along slowly. And when I hear that, I don't just think that means, okay, like 15 minutes the first night, 18 minutes the second night, 20. No, it means there's going to be bumps and setbacks. Not huge ones. Doesn't mean he's going to re-injure himself, but there are going to be nights where things take a little bit of a step back, and then gradually you start to move it forward a little bit. That's, to me, that's what they were trying to tell us it was going to look like, and that's what it looks like.
Yeah, no, and like, Kuminga has a rough game like he did on Tuesday. Like, no one is going to deny that it wasn't rough. It was rough, similar to how Steph on Monday was rough. And we don't have to make every game and every moment a referendum on somebody's career, because it's not that. But we can also be honest with ourselves. But we can also say, like, that's going to happen. It's not easy trying to do what Kuminga is doing right now. But I firmly believe, Willard, that he has every ability in him to do what the Warriors are asking of him. It's not, I feel like when this conversation gets off the rails is when we talk about Kuminga and we talk about, are there going to be any issues? And so many think that it's, oh, well, you know, Grandy doesn't think that Kuminga is capable of being that guy off the bench to score 14. No, of course I think he's capable of that. It's all these other factors and forces that are maybe making it a little bit more difficult for him to accept something like that, which is where my concern comes from. And we don't have to, again, make every mistake a referendum on the guy's career. It's what he's trying to do and what he's being asked to do is not an easy thing. And I think if we could take it from that perspective, it becomes easier to have a conversation after every single game about it, because this isn't a Kuminga isn't a quality NBA player. This isn't that I don't think he can be an all-star at some point in the future. This is simply put, right now, in this game, in this second, in this moment, is he going to help the Warriors win a basketball game? And if the answer is no, Steve Kerr is going to have absolutely no issue being like, all right, JK, we'll try it again next time.
Well, you know what? This is fascinating, too, because in a couple of minutes here, I want to unveil something that I think is actually the extension of the Jonathan Kuminga conversation. And we have it a lot. We know this. Jonathan ends up getting talked about one way or another a lot, which in this moment, I agree, we risk that we're talking about it almost too much. The Warriors are winning almost every night. Jonathan is not one of their lead dogs right now, but I get it, because Jonathan is representative of something bigger. He right now is the face of the future. I don't know if it's going to play out that way. I'm not saying he's going to be their one someday, but in this moment, he is the lead representative to that concept.
No doubt.
The Warriors' future.
Even without a contract beyond the next 2 months.
Absolutely. So Hoop Central put something out that we thought was pretty interesting. And it's a graphic that says, how does each fan base feel about your team's future? Okay? Mm. And here are the options for answers. You can say great. You can say good. You can say okay. You can say unsure. You can say bad. And you can say awful.
Is awful reserved for the Mavericks?
The Mavericks did get awful. So did the Pelicans. Let me see. So did the Bulls. So did the Sixers, and so did the Suns.
There should be a separate category just for the Mavericks.
Those, you're right. Like like double awful. Like vomit awful. But those are the teams that registered as awful.
Okay.
And again, I know I went through that quickly. There's a lot of answers. It's six different options.
Okay.
Awful, bad, unsure, okay, or good or great. Now, without telling you how the Warriors registered, we'd love to know which one you would pick.
Mm.
How do you feel about the Warriors' future? Great, good, okay, unsure, bad, or awful? We'll take your calls on that. We'll also let you know what a lot of the other teams around the league registered. We just told you the awful ones. 888-957-9570 if you'd like to weigh in on that. Jose in San Bruno is next up here. Grandy in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs from Splash outside Chase Center getting ready for Warrior basketball. What's up, Jose? Jose! It appears that Jose has gone mute.
Come on, Jose.
I'm right here.
Hello.
I'm right here.
Did you change your name in the last 2 minutes, man?
No, not at all. I was I'm here pumping gas.
Okay, before you start then, what's the price per gallon?
Price per gallon, $4.79.
$4.39.
I think you said $79.
Yeah, it's not.
No,
I mean,
$4.79.
$4.79?
Yeah, yikes.
That's too much. It's too much. I think you should drive away.
Sorry, can you say it again?
Now, go ahead, Jose. So let's move on. What do you want to say about Kuminga?
No, well, I just, you know, like you mentioned earlier, Kuminga is here for or should be here for the long term, because Curry's getting older. He's not getting any younger. Yes, he's coming off an injury right now, but just the way how the situation played out, I feel like it should be a gradual, you know, he should gradually be included and gradually get in, you know, fit into the system now that Jimmy Butler's here, because look how that played out. We almost didn't get Jimmy Butler. We were going to get Kevin Durant or trying to get Kevin Durant, but we got Jimmy Butler just by waiting that extra day, that extra night. And I think with Kuminga, we just have to take him in slowly so he can figure out where, you know, where to fit in. Because me being an avid, just, you know, not knowing, like, the basketball ins and outs like that, just from a third-person, you know, perspective and a diehard Warriors fan, it just feels like we should take our time with Kuminga in this new system.
Well, Jose, don't you think that's what they're doing?
Yeah, but it feels like they're trying to, you know, hang this man every night because he's not scoring 20 points, 25 points every night. Like, you know, he's here for the long term, and, you know, our team is changing, like, year in and year out. So I just, you know, just feel like we got to take time with him.
Well, and Jose, I get it. When you say it feels like they're, you know, living and dying by every possession and every night, I don't think you're talking about the team. I think you're talking about the fan base. It sounds like you probably listen to 95.7 The Game a lot. So we totally get what you're saying there. I will say this. I don't think, and it's almost like the 49ers right now, I don't think that they go on the roller coaster ride that we do. Like, right now, and I truly believe this, like, the 49er front office, I think they're chilling. They're like, we have a plan. You just don't know what it is yet. You may not like it, but we have a reason for what we're doing, and we have a plan. And I think the Warriors feel the exact same way about Jonathan Kuminga. I think they like him. I think that they want to keep him and pay him and all of those things, but that also has to fit into their future and their present. And their present is to try to go win playoff basketball games.
Well, I get your comparison with the Niners. I think this offseason for the Niners is a very unique example, and we can talk a little bit more about that later or maybe tomorrow as well.
Tomorrow, let's get into that. I'd love to. I think the Niners are chilling.
Oh, okay.
I know. Well, we're not. I think they're chilling.
Possibly.
I hope they're not chilling.
I really do. They're chilling.
They're not chilling. Yeah. But we can talk about that. We can talk about that tomorrow. But as far as it relates to Kuminga, and again, Kuminga is just the poster child for all these conversations. It's the same for literally every single player. If Steve Kerr is approaching this from a, well, I'm trying to develop Kuminga, or I'm trying to develop Moody, or I'm trying to develop Trace Jackson Davis, or I want to make sure that they're happy so that when their contracts come up, they're willing to sign extensions to stay here, the Warrior, if that's the mindset that Steve Kerr and the Warriors organization have had, they wouldn't have four championships. Like, you want to do both, and it's not a two timeline thing, but you want to do everything in your power to win as many games as possible while also doing what's best for everyone individually. But if those two things ever come into conflict, maybe other than like extreme unique situations where you have like LeBron James as a rookie or Zion Williamson as a rookie, and then maybe someone's future like that takes precedence over something else. But in general, if the idea of trying to win or doing everything in your power to win versus trying to keep someone happy and maybe increase the odds of them being willing to stay with your organization, what's going to win out? For good organizations, it's always what's going to do the best to win a basketball game today.
Absolutely.
100% of the time.
Absolutely. And I think that the Warriors don't get that confused. And that's kind of what I mean by, I really do think that in the face of what feels like to us a lot of pressure, which is, think of all the things that we could label as pressurized right now. The ticking clock of Steph's career, the addition of Jimmy Butler and his demeanor and Draymond's demeanor, Jonathan Kuminga's contract, and the growth of the young players, and playing time for Moses Moody. I mean, all the things that sort of are like angst-filled topics that we fans talk about. I think that you can see when a team is not on the same page. And here are the two examples I'll give you. Watch a Warrior game and watch a Suns game. And you will see the difference between a team who's got everybody on the same page versus a team that does not. And that doesn't mean that every game's going to be a win. It doesn't mean that everybody's thrilled and hunky-dory and happy with everything every night. It doesn't mean that. It just means they're on the same page, and they're all pushing for a common goal. And again, that's the only thing I'm looking for from Kuminga. If I were to feel at some point like he was doing or saying something that was not common goal related, then I would be concerned. I don't see that. I don't see it. I haven't felt that.
No. Yeah, I haven't felt that either. And I think where the Jimmy Butler acquisition may also help the Warriors when they get into a situation where maybe they say, hey JK, come over here. Like, you know, today's not your day for whatever reason, whether it's JK not playing up to his standards, and he's set a pretty high standard for himself, whether it's that or whether it's, as Steve Kerr said earlier, it's a matchup thing, and this specific matchup doesn't fit Kuminga's skill set. Where Jimmy can help is Jimmy can pull Kuminga aside, and maybe this feeds into the alpha conversation that we're having, but this is less about an alpha convo and more about a veteran who is solely focused on winning, who can pull JK aside and say, hey, like, buckle up. Like, we're going to need you at some point. Like, you know, maybe tonight's not your night, but there's going to be a night where you're going to need to score 25 points for us. It's not going to be tonight because for whatever reason, but as long as you stay ready, you're going to have the opportunity to prove yourself. And where maybe it becomes dangerous is if you get to a point where Steve is obviously choosing winning versus making a young player happy, and in this example, it's Kuminga, but what maybe hurts the future of the team, the soon future, the next week future, the postseason future of this team, is if that conversation ultimately hurts Kuminga on the court,
right
down the road,
right.
But that's where someone like Jimmy Butler can have a conversation like that and say, all right, hey JK, like, chin up, like, we're not gonna be able to win a postseason series without you, so just stay right. Tonight's not your night. Guess what? It's not my night every night either.
I mean, it's a dumb comp, but I love that you're saying this, because I literally, you know, I sort of, after talking to Steve Kerr every week, I took this conversation to my daughter, who was a reserve soccer player on her high school team this year and was frustrated with playing time at the beginning of the year. And I just kept telling her, like, literally, Steve was bouncing in my head. I'm like, what would Steve say to her right now?
Well,
like,
it's just a math problem. Yeah, there's only so many minutes
I know,
to go
I'm
around.
I'm like, honey, like, I'm going to start calling you Moses Moody at the dinner table. No, I was like, honey, your time is coming. You have to keep pushing and trust that your time was coming.
Yeah.
And her time came, and she won Most Improved Player at the end of the year.
There you
like,
go.
Like, I mean, you know what I mean? So you're not wrong. A lot of you want to weigh in on this. Mark, David, we see you. We're coming. So 888-957-9570. You can also weigh in on that idea. Warrior fan, how do you currently feel about the Warriors' future? Great, good, okay, unsure, bad, or awful? Which one?
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.